What is going on, guys? Good vibes, and welcome to another episode of the PRA Podcast. I really want to thank you guys, as always, for tuning in and listening. And I haven't said this enough, but if you guys have found any of like the interviews insightful, or if you guys have even gained anything from the podcast at all, even just like a new friend or a new perspective or a new way of thinking, please don't hesitate to share that with somebody that you know. Whether it be screenshotting this episode and tagging me in the stories, or and putting it in your stories, or posting it on your feed, or like something, or just sharing it on your timeline, because it really helps a lot. It helps the podcast grow. It helps the whole PRA, like just essence, grow and get bigger. And it allows everybody to sort of relate on another. Because the whole essence of this is to connect people who feel alone and like they don't matter, and give them a voice. And that's the whole point of this whole thing. And so if I don't make it a point to say, you know, share it with somebody, then I don't think I'm doing my job in helping it grow either. You know what I mean? So I just wanted to make it a point, guys, have you guys share the podcast at all. If you can, it really helps everything. If you guys have not already, get my book, Jericho's Journey. Always got one on hand. If you guys are in the local 505 area, let me know. I will drop you a copy. But I'm going to be sending out some copies as well here pretty soon. Some free copies to some people that I have been meaning to get them out to, but I haven't had the time or like... I mean, I've just had the excuses, I guess you could say. So I'm going to finally just be getting that stuff done. Other than that, though, I mainly wanted to get on here. And I wanted to talk about, you know, spending habits. I wanted to talk about overspending. I wanted to talk about budgeting. And the reason why is because my family and I have always struggled in this area. And we've tried our best. We've tried as hard as we possibly can to try and budget accordingly, to try and get everything, you know, paid for, tried to be frugal in certain areas. But I do want to say that, like, something always just seems to, like, stump us. Like something always seems to, like, sort of, like, happen to where we have to, like, shell out all of our savings on something because it was unexpected, like, I don't know, like something goes out or, you know, emergency trip, death in the family, that type of stuff. Car breaks down, car gets totaled, those types of things. And I think one of the hardest things is pinpointing what you're overspending money on. And the reason why I wanted to get into this is not so much like to talk to you guys about how my wife and I spend our money, but more so to let you guys know about and talk to you guys about like the awareness aspect of knowing where your money's going and what your goal is overall. Like what you're actually wanting to happen and what you're wanting to take place. Because I think that like it's really easy to say, you know, I want $1 million or I want to own a business or like I want this and I want that and I want this and I want that. But to get down to the very like specific parts of it, I think that's when it gets a little bit trickier. And I think that that is when it's the most important time to really buckle down and be disciplined and focus on what you need to do. And one of the things that I talk about, you know, with my mantra and like momentum for tomorrow is I talk about having self-discipline, because I talk about self-discipline being self-love. And I talk about having that focus and that clarity and forming that meticulous plan of attack and really carrying it out. And one thing that I find really hard and difficult is backtracking. I think it's hard to backtrack and say, this is where I'm starting from, but like to be able to do it so But to be able to do it so clean and so focused and carry it all out and have it actually pan out, I think is where I kind of fall short. Because I think that, like, it's very easy. And I think a lot of people do it. I think a lot of people think that they need every little thing when instead they only need specific amounts of certain things so that they can get the things that they actually want. There's a level of sacrifice to it, but in hindsight and in a bigger like sort of context of things, if you are willing to make those sacrifices, that is when it starts to pan out. It's when you like don't make those, and you, it's when you don't fulfill those promises that things start to shatter a little bit from beneath you. And then it almost seems like you're playing catch up all the time. And the longer you do that, the worse it gets. And I was talking about this earlier, and if you guys are not already following me on Instagram or friends with me on Facebook or in the group, highly recommend it. I go live. I'm starting to realize now that I go live in the group in the mornings and then in my actual profiles on Facebook and Instagram. And Instagram, I will go live in the afternoons. But I was talking about that. And ultimately what I was saying, though, is just like you've got to realize that what you want requires time. And so that's sort of like the sacrifice that you're going to be making for sure, is that amount of time to get either like the skill done that you need or to get like the thing that you done need. So you've got to like be able to know and gauge it correctly. And I think that like one of the hardest parts is really figuring out like what it is that you want, because to isolate that and to be aware of it and to attack it in the right ways is the most difficult part. And it's so easy to be swayed left and right and back and forth into thinking that you need specific or like, that you need other things. When in reality, like why? Like, who's to say that you need this? Who's to say that you need like $1 million? Who's to say that you need that specific car? If it's what you want, then it's what you want. But you got to understand too that it's going to take a level of time and sacrifice to get there. But the weird conundrum, I think, with people is the fact that it's not like that for everyone, you know. But whether it's that I think should show that it doesn't matter. Like when you see people who can easily attain it, and then there's people who work crazy hard for it, I think that should go to show that like anything that is material is sort of one of those things that is only of face value towards the person who puts the most gratification towards it. You know what I mean? And not in like a desperate sense, because I think that like when people, because you always hear like when people have a lot of money, it's not a really big issue for them. They don't think of it as a big issue, but then yet when you're struggling with financial issues, it's all you think about. It's hard not to not care. And then they always say, like, you know, don't, as long as you're spending your money wisely and investing your money wisely, I think that that's the right thing. It's just hard to understand what an asset is specifically for you, especially when you're entangled in who you are. And that is exactly why you need this book. That's exactly why you need self-awareness, essentially. Because what is going to happen is if you're not self-aware, you're kind of going back and forth. You're just doing your own thing, not even caring about anything. What's going to happen is like you're just going to fall into this trap of mediocrity. And it's really easy to just get stuck there and not do anything at all. And so, like, all of these outer influences are going to come at you. And one of them is going to tell you, like, no, that doesn't matter. One of them is going to tell you that it does. One of them is going to tell you that this matters. One of them is going to tell you that it does matter, but, like, in a different way. Whatever the case is. But either way, what's going to happen is you're going to start listening to little things and it's going to start to trickle. You're going to start to realize that like you're valuing different things than you were before and you're not sure. And then you start to get confused and then you start to get swayed. And that's when people get distracted and then that's when they lose the time, which is that sacrificial piece that you need in order to get where you want to go. And quite honestly, that is what my book helps with. It does teach you to sort of think for yourself and create your own little like way of viewing life with a skeleton behind it, like without beliefs, without anything swaying you left or right, but a way to think and believe in your own truths and things that mean something to you and things that like actually matter. Because I think that that's one huge piece is actually feeling like you matter. Because when you don't feel like you matter, that's like one of the worst things ever. It's like one of the worst feelings ever. It's hard to even go about your day when you feel like you're not contributing to any part that is good in this world. And I've said this plenty of times. You got to change the narrative within your own head. You got to tell a different story. Only we have the power to tell ourselves a different story. And that's why I think that, you know, when it comes down to spending and budgeting and doing that whole thing, it's really going to come down to like what you want. And what you want is going to come down to like who you are. And who you are is going to come down to all of your self-awareness, your ability to dive deeper within your own self to know what matters to you and what doesn't. Because when you can do that, then you can focus on those specific things. Those make you whole. And the more whole you get, the more you're giving from the overflow. So you got to figure out a way to just fill your cup up in the right ways. And if possible, in the shortest amount of time with the most amount of sacrifice and dedication. Because that's really what it takes, is like that time, effort, and like dedication. And the reason why some people like finesse it so well is because like, and then just get like all this financial stuff and they're like, oh, financial freedom. It's because there's like a trade-off. There's always a catch-22 to everything. And that trade-off is they work their ass off or they scam their ass off. Or they do this or they do that or they do like 15 hustles or whatever. Like, you're not going to find an actual like entrepreneur who doesn't do multiple things trying to make multiple streams. That's just the way it is. But if there's like one nugget that I would want you guys to take from this, it's that when it comes to like overspending and like budgeting and stuff like that, it's really going to come down to like your wants and needs. And if they match up with, as of right now, your like what you have to pay versus like what you're getting. And you have two choices. You can either like never be home or you can always be home. But the trade-offs are your mindset too. Like, if you have a good mindset and you're working on yourself, then either one isn't going to be bad because you're always going to be seizing opportunity. But it's all a matter of like how you view your time schedule and how you're blocking this shit. Like, because if you are working two jobs, but you're actually making the money, is it worth it? If you're working one job and you're not making as much money, so you have to like scale back and be frugal as possible. Like, can you withstand it? Like, which one to you is more tolerable? And everybody's like, oh, you don't have to make sacrifices. I mean, everybody has to make sacrifices. Everybody. But like, what's your sacrifice? Because most people aren't sacrificing their time. They're sacrificing a lot of their money, but not on the right things. A lot of people aren't sacrificing their time. They're not sacrificing their time to get in the gym. They're not sacrificing their time to talk with people and get out there. They're not, they're just not. But yeah, I just wanted to get on and kind of talk about that because I think it's really important. Because I think that when people think that, like, oh, I can't spend this much and this much and this much and this. It's like, yeah, I mean, that might be the case, but you don't have to think about it like that. You could think about it in a totally different way. You can like think about it like a game and be like, all right, how can I get the most out of this and limit myself to this and get more than I did last month or last week or whatever? But I think it's important to always, and I talk about this gratitude for today, you know, have a good mindset, have a good mindset, develop a positive mindset, gain some perspective and some accountability, and like know that where you are is because it's a product of like your decisions. Like, take accountability for that. And then look at people's perspectives and open yourself up to different ways of thinking. And then just literally focus on everything being sort of an opportunity for you. Like what can I gain from this? Not what did this take for me? You know what I mean? I think even some of the greats, like, they view it like that with time. They view it like, what did it give me? Not what did it take from me? And what it gave them was a skill set. What it gave them was character. What it gave them was discipline, poise in the midst of like it all. I think that that's like the bigger picture that needs to be attained. But yeah, I'll let you guys go. I just wanted to give you guys that little bit of insight and information. Thank you guys as always for listening. And if you guys are watching this on YouTube, I suck at doing this, so I'm going to start trying to get a little better at it. If you guys are on YouTube, please subscribe. Click one of these two videos if you guys are interested in seeing any more of this. And if you guys want to get any more of like my actual work and everything like that, click the link in the description. If you guys are listening on Anchor, or if you guys are listening on Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts, or any of those, I really just want to say thank you. Please don't forget to share, tag me in any of your posts. Don't forget to like, and yeah, thank you guys. Really appreciate it. And let me know either in the comments or let me know, send me a DM or something, how you guys regulate your spending. How do you guys know how much you're spending on what and for what? Do you guys differentiate it like a 20? You guys take 20%, pay yourself, and then the rest is just divvied up. Do you guys have a budgeting set for everything like strategically? Or are you guys just good at like gauging how much you're spending, and so you just know you're not spending money on shit, you know? I'm really curious to know and get you guys' tips. But good vibes, guys, and I will talk to you guys next week. But don't forget all of my we got daily podcasts throughout the week, so every single day you can tune in, except for Saturday and Sunday. Good vibes, guys. I just really want to say thank you again, but peace.